I'm Brian McCreath from WCRB in Boston, bringing you a live Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast from the Koussevitzky Music Shed at Tanglewood. After a few changes to the stage, this concert will continue with Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 with soloist Daniil Trifonov. And a reminder, you can hear broadcasts from Tanglewood each week at this time on the radio, and our complete broadcast schedule is available online at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. That's where you'll also find Boston Symphony concerts available to hear on demand, as well as a link to the Tanglewood box office to help plan your own trip to the Berkshires. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. Daniil Trifonov was born in Nizhny Novgorod, 260 miles east of Moscow, in 1981. In 2010, he was a prize winner at the Chopin competition in Warsaw. But then in 2011, within a few weeks, he won both the Rubinstein competition in Tel Aviv and the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow. Those wins put him on the map in a hurry. And while winning big competitions doesn't guarantee a thriving career, in the case of Daniil Trifonov, it's been just that. He's just released his fourth recording on the Deutsche Grammophon label, a collection of solo works by Franz Liszt. And it's that kind of music, sweeping romantic composers like Liszt, Tchaikovsky, and Rachmaninoff, that he's become well known for. Which makes it seem like playing Mozart in this concert is something unusual. As it turns out, though, he told me earlier today that Mozart plays a central role in his musical life.
Actually, Mozart was my very first favorite composer when I just started playing piano. I think it was actually because of Mozart. Because of his music, and I have played Mozart concerti before, but during the last years it was more geared towards romantic repertoire.
Yeah, and this particular concerto, number 21, C major, is there a particular reason that you wanted to do this one with the BSO?
I had a selection of Mozart concerti, and when there was, I would be, of course, happy to play any other concerto as well. And actually, one of my very favorite is number 25 C major, which actually is very symphonic. It has a very expansive orchestral part. This one is, of course, is a gem, and it's a very, very well-known concerto. Especially due to its second movement, but what I find is that there is a certain unity of themes in this concerto between all the movements. Something that you don't find very often in Mozart is that the first, second, and third movement in his concerto and in his sonatas, they are not necessarily very tightly linked as, let's say, in Beethoven concerti and sonatas in terms of material. They sometimes work on the contrast rather than developing the same idea, except for this concerto, which most of the main themes in all three movements are based on ascending triads, C, E, G. And that is this thematic unity. I mean, of course, the themes are different, but they are based also in the second movement. It's F, A, C, so it's ascending major triad, and that's what makes this concerto so cohesive as a piece in terms of that every movement is very tightly linked.
And another aspect of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 is that we don't have any cadenzas for the piece written by the composer himself. It leaves a soloist with a lot of options. Well, the option that Daniil Trifonov chose was to simply write his own.
It's very interesting how many different cadenzas there are for each concerto, and what every musician picks as the themes to develop in the cadenzas. And very often it's completely different themes. That what might be resourceful for one musician, other teams are resourceful for another musician. So, of course, there are some concerti where Mozart wrote his own cadences, and of course, in those cases, I play Mozart cadences. However, for this concerto, there are no written Mozart cadences. So, I enjoy writing cadences. The one for the first movements. is more traditional, more in the more in the flow of the material, and the one in a third movement verse, I changed a little bit the style.
And Daniil Trifonov is gradually carving out a name for himself as a composer as well as a pianist. He studied composition at the Cleveland Institute of Music, and he's already written one piano concerto, which premiered in 2014. When we talked earlier today, he told me that while he really only has time to compose during the summers, he's working on a concerto for violin, piano, and chamber orchestra right now that'll be premiered next summer. And he's also working on a piano quintet. The piano concerto number 21 was written by Mozart at just about the same time as Haydn wrote his symphony number 83, which we heard during the first half of this concert. And it's part of a stretch of concertos Mozart wrote for his own subscription series in Vienna. As Mark Mandel writes in the notes for this concert, it's brightly lit, brightly colored, filled with festive trumpet and drums panoply. The way he introduces the soloist is one of the most alluring touches. The orchestra comes to a full stop, and unexpected thoughts from the solo oboe, bassoon, and then flute usher in the soloist who, after sharing the main theme with the orchestra, leads the music in frequent and unanticipated new directions. The second movement became famous after it was used in the 1967 film Elvira Madigan. Mark Mandel calls it one of Mozart's great achievements in melody. The aura of relaxation derives partly from the magic Mozart works with the orchestral accompaniment. With its muted strings, pizzicato bass line, and continuous cushion of triplets, and partly from the form in which the pianist is the ever-present singer. Mark Mandel goes on to describe the last movement as one of Mozart's typically extroverted rondo finales. Mozart wrote into the score that it's a very lively allegro and has something of a carnival about it as it mixes wit, lyricism, and touches of pathos all in perfect balance. And now coming on stage to play it, here's Daniil Trifonov, the pianist, and music director Andras Nelsons in this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert at Tanglewood. We'll continue with Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 from WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the Piano Concerto No. 21 by Mozart, performed in concert here at Tanglewood by pianist Daniel Trifonov, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and conductor Andres Nelson's sort of instant standing ovation here. I think the cadenzas, especially, that Daniel Trifonov talked about, that you heard before the piece began, kind of got this audience jazzed up. Some very unusual cadenza work there that Trifonov himself wrote. There are no cadenzas written by Mozart that survive with this piece. So Trifonov has written his own cadenzas, and they take us to some pretty wild places. Andres Nelson's the conductor, and you heard some laughing going on just before the piece began, probably. Well, apparently something happened with his baton. I'm not still clear exactly what happened, but he ended up not conducting with a baton. I think it may have fallen and broken, and maybe somebody tried to hand it back to him part of it. It didn't end up being very useful, and so Andres Nelson's conducted with no baton. The Piano Concerto No. 21 by Mozart. Back on stage now, Daniel Trifonov, the soloist, pianist Daniel Trifonov, born in 1981 in Russia. And he heads back to the stage door. An energetic account of the concerto known as Elvira Madigan from the movie that was from 1967. Very appreciative crowd here in the Kuzovitsky Music Shed. And now coming back on stage, Daniel Trifonov with Andres Nelson's following right behind. And the audience continues on its feet, yelling, cheering, as you can hear. Enthusiastic reception for Daniel Trifonov. He played a recital on Wednesday night here at Tanglewood. It included music by Schumann, including Kinderszenen and Toccata and Kreisleriana. And he went into the Shostakovich Preludes and Fugues, a few of those, about five of them overall. And he ended that concert with three movements from Petrushka by Stravinsky. He really has a way with Stravinsky especially. I remember several years ago hearing Daniel Trifonov perform part of Firebird in a piano transcription, and it was really seriously on fire, no pun intended there. Daniel Trifonov back on stage now, standing in front of the piano. Looks like we'll have an encore. Thank you. That is the sound of a satisfied audience. This audience really in love with what Daniil Trifonov is doing here on the stage at the Kuzovitsky Music Shed tonight. That encore was the Gavotte from Sergei Prokofiev's ballet Cinderella. And it has that just terrific trademark blend of lyricism and biting sarcasm that Prokofiev does so well. I think those qualities really play to Daniil Trifonov's qualities as a pianist as well. He's back on stage now on his own, taking the applause of this audience. He's sort of wandering back and forth on the stage, bowing from person to person, and now walking back off stage here at the Shed. Daniil Trifonov, I mentioned before, born in 1981. Actually, I was wrong. Born in 1991. He's 26 years old. Made his BSO debut in 2012 with Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto, and now back again with Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 and a short gavotte from Prokofiev's Cinderella as an encore. Well, remember, you can hear broadcasts from Tanglewood on demand at our website, classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood, where you'll also find our complete broadcast schedule. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston and the Boston Symphony, wish to acknowledge the many generous donors who make these Tanglewood concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. All of us urge you to attend concerts here at Tanglewood and throughout your community. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced by me, Brian McCreath, and our director is Kristen Gilbert. Our audio producer is Tim Martin, and the recording engineer is Nick Squire, with assistance from Joel Watts. Our thanks to Bernadette Horgan and Taryn Lott of the Boston Symphony Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kersinger of the BSO Publications Department, Bruce Creditor and Lynn Larson of the BSO Personnel Office, and the entire BSO and Tanglewood staff for all their help with these broadcasts. I'm Brian McCreath at the Kuzovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood.